approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rackroom Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny delay defense. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the
hour number two out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead. Thanks for joining us here on the program. 654 Roar, if you'd like to join us, 654-7627. I told you about the guy who I met in the airport yesterday. His name was Jeff.
Yeah.
And Jeff came up to me, and he introduced himself. He said, you guys did great work today. He walked away, then he came back. And you know what he said? He said, by the way, I need you to know, my wife did PhD weight loss. And she lost 70 pounds in 13 months on PhD weight loss. That's with two cruises and something else, some other vacation. Said, never missed a beat. He said, thank you guys for what you do. So, Dr. Lucas, there you go. That's a testimonial in the Nassau airport from somebody who did PhD weight loss and is loving life. You can do the same thing. PhD, listen, PhD is a wonderful program. We talk about it all the time. It's a wonderful program. And right now, they're making it really easy to start before the new year. Two free weeks added to your program so you can ramp up through the holidays. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they're going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year and year before that and year before that. Call PhD Weight Loss today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Delvin, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, Clark? What's up, Clark? I want to get your respect of being in the Bahamas. What was your impression with the whole crazy coaching carousel Sunday?
You know, I'm going to get to Kiffin in a second. It did feel like everybody was waiting on Kiffin to make his decision, and then once it sort of became clear, everything else was pretty standard. The one that I don't know about right now is Penn State. Penn State looks, they're like...
So you knew Ole Miss probably was named Pete Golden the head coach?
I'm not surprised. They would do that, especially in the current landscape. Because they're trying to keep their roster and they're trying to run to the playoff. So I was a little surprised they named him permanent, but I felt like that was, in hindsight, I felt like that was a good move for them.
Yeah, like you said, Penn State, I don't know. I'm just waiting for the blue and white smoke to come up, man. Have it come up yet?
Delvin, not yet. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. The Penn State is the only one I don't know what they're doing. But everybody else has filled their spot.
Well, we all assume they don't have a plan. That's not necessarily an accurate assumption.
They might have a plan.
I mean, they might have had a guy targeted all along, and he's probably coaching right now still.
See, that's the thing. Like that, it may be a bad plan. Some of these schools might have had bad plans. But I did hear somebody, sir. I saw somebody tweet yesterday. Wow, Penn State really fired James Franklin with no plan. Yeah. No, they did. I don't think they did that.
You might be right, but you might be wrong. I'm like, you don't know that.
What if their plan was Matt Rhule? What if Matt Rhule double-crossed his buddy if he like intimated that he would come and then signed his extension in Nebraska?
Now, the longer that it goes, the more we assume that. But keep in mind, they fired him in mid-season. So you knew it was going to be a long process. We'll see. I mean, you can decide that once they – finally do put somebody in place. In the meanwhile, we just have to wait. You know, we were talking about trajectory before the break, and Texture brought up a good point. I can't find it now, but was talking about the transfer portal changes trajectory so quickly now that really what even is that anymore? And that's a good point. It's not necessarily something that you see. It's really unfortunate. The days of seeing everybody slowly build to something or conversely slowly decline might be a thing of the past because you can turn it around so fast.
Like, isn't the example...
You also can collapse so fast.
Correct. Isn't the...
Hello, Florida State, up and down.
Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
Isn't that the example? That you can't say that South Carolina has a bad trajectory. Why? Because they're like 8 wins, 5 wins, 9 wins, 4 wins. There's no trajectory. They don't have a trajectory. They have a good team and then a not good team and then a good team and a not good team. And my contention this whole time has been, as long as you don't have an actual downward trajectory, there are certain schools that have got to kind of be okay, especially in these bloated leagues where you could get riddled with a very difficult schedule, as South Carolina did this year, where you might have to take a 4-8. You might have to take a 5-7 just because you're in a bloated league with a lot of teams that are big spenders on staff and on portal and on roster and everything else. Big fan bases, a lot of tradition. South Carolina, to me, the South Carolina fan base is talking like there's a downward trajectory, and I would argue there is not a downward trajectory. You've had a bad season, and that is not the same thing.
Yeah, quick before we go to Jason back on the Penn State thing. A texter said they're waiting on BYU to finish. Maybe, but I don't know that Satake was there would have been their first choice all along. I mean,
that's not their plan. I can't imagine
it
that.
It feels
was
like
their
if
plan.
That was their plan all along, we would have heard that name all along instead of just now.
I mean, like, if your plan is Jim Harbaugh, like, that's why you would wait, is to go get Jim Harbaugh or somebody like that. Or Kalen DeBoer. You would wait on Kalen DeBoer. Steve Sarkisian, you would wait. Although Sarkisian, you might be able to go get him right now. If you're Penn State, that's the kind of guy. You're not, like, waiting on – you're not passing up an opportunity to hire some of these guys that have been hired to wait on Kalani Sitake. Who, by the way, have you seen the BYU – BYU has very publicly been like, oh, for real? Oh, okay. Like, the CEO of Crumble Cookies is a big spender.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure AJ DeBonsa is doing all their commercials now. He basically is like, oh, okay. Looks like I got to get on the phone. They're not losing Satake. They're going to pay Satake. He ain't leaving BYU for money. I'll tell you that right now. BYU's got money. They got money people who are publicly saying, you are not, we are not getting outbid for this guy. Like, they are signaling hard in that direction.
Oh, yeah. There's rumors that their basketball team is one of the higher paid teams in America right now. Yeah, they've got money.
That's going to be fascinating to watch if Penn State gets in a bidding war with BYU over Kalani Sitake. And what's the time? Like, if they win, what if they beat Texas Tech? You going to wait another month?
Alabama and BYU, the two teams with, what, top 15? I don't know where BYU basketball is ranked right now, but both have, like, top 15 basketball and football programs at the moment.
I'm going to look that up. I think you're right about that. I think they're like, eight. Yeah, they're nine. BYU's nine and eight, people. Alabama's 12. So, yeah. Congratulations. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
Quack, excuse me, got a little bit of scratchy throat here because otherwise I was working on my Trump impersonation. Man, I really wanted to hit you with some crying chain stuff, but it's just not going to work.
Because he cries. If you lost two out of every three games, you'd be crying too. I think we should all be very sad for Shane.
Exactly. We're going to bring back Merry Christmas, and it's going to be the best Christmas ever, and Crying Chain's going to be home for the holidays. I can't do a Trump at all right now. I'm sorry. But, man, I had it in my head, too, like that I have empathy for Frank Beamer, and I'm basically incapable of empathy, but I know what it's like to have a fail son. But anyway, I think you made like a great point as far as the up-down nature. You know, some of my friends were like, oh, and I'm sure you heard this a million times on social media and whatnot, we got our version of Dabo. We got our own Dabo last year, and now they want to fire him. And I have said, if anything, you got your version of Tommy Bowden, except for Tommy didn't have the lows that Crying Shane has had. He never missed bowl games that weren't related to the brawl. But, you know, it's that up-down roller coaster effect, and especially, you know, it definitely is amplified now in the current transfer portal, NIL portal era, or NIL era. And so I think that's a really good point. And, you know, the other thing I think is, like, you know, you're mentioning that, you know, they're in a bloated SEC now, and they didn't get bloated by just adding a couple of bottom feeders. They added Oklahoma and Texas.
Right.
And we see what Venables is doing out there now, and they got to go to Oklahoma again next season. So, to me, it's like – and it was interesting how it tied into our game, Quark, because the lead-up to the discussion – and I wasn't very confident about our chances, just based on more of how Clemson's season had gone – but it was almost like the ultimate litmus test now. Ever since South Carolina has been in the SEC, which is over 30 years now, game week, what do you always hear from their fans? Well, Clemson ain't played nobody, Paul. And so none of the warts that South Carolina have are really warts because they play a tougher schedule than Clemson. Well, Clemson went into Williams-Brice and pretty much smacked them around physically. And I agree with what you and Donnell were saying after the game. The scoreboard did not really tell the tale of that game. I just felt like Clemson dominated the game flow, except for two plays, and really just sat on South Carolina like we did in 2023. So, I mean, do you think at some point, and I don't mean this like in a trolling way, I'm being like an honest question. At some point, do you think we should just retire the whole thing about, well, South Carolina plays a tougher schedule, because they're going to play a tougher schedule every single year. But in the Clemson-Carolina series, it really doesn't seem to impact the outcome of the games.
I would agree with that, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I mean, to me, like I said, who was better going in? Like, I don't know. I don't know who was better going in. Vegas said the teams were pretty even, and I tended to think it was pretty even. You know, South Carolina had played a tougher schedule, and so they were more frequently tested, and they did have a couple of, you know, good performances that ended up in losses, or at least, you know, like an historic first half and an historic second half against Texas A&M on opposite ends of the ledger. So, yeah, it's always going to be a little bit of apples and oranges as long as they're in different leagues and as long as South Carolina plays in a bloated SEC. But here's what happened on Saturday, okay? The better team in the game won. It was not, Ben said it earlier, it was not a question who was the better team. If South Carolina had won the game, they would have won in spite of Clemson being the better team, because Clemson could not have closed the deal a couple of possessions in there where they could have scored. There were a couple times late in the game, Clemson drove it to plus territory and it kind of got stalled and they chose to play field position. Dabo talked about basically being talked into punting by staff, which I thought that was interesting too. Like, Dabo's the punt king. Dabo's always like in the big game, in the championship game, like he's going to punt and play field position, let his defense go do it instead of taking chances and all this stuff. I thought it was interesting that he publicly said, yeah, I kind of wanted to kick a 56-yarder there, but my staff kind of was like, you know, our defense was playing so well, and we felt like Jack was punting it well, and we could pin him inside the 10, and so we decided to punt there. It was the right call. Like, Dabo basically said he was convinced by his staff that it was the right call, and it was the right call to make. Because in my head, I'm thinking, well, Dabo's going to punt here, because that's what he's done forever. It ended up being the right call. Now, Clemson was a better team, period. The better team on the field wins this game. Like, I hate to be throw out the record books guy, but you kind of can throw out the record books if these teams are even. If they're even. This is not a particular throw out the record books rivalry when the teams are not even. Like, I'm trying to think back in my lifetime, when have we seen in my life a significant upset one time in 22 when South Carolina, as like a 14-point underdog or whatever it was, went to Clemson and won? That would have been the one time in my entire life that there has been a significant upset in the Clemson-South Carolina game.
I'll put up the bat signal for Tim Bray if he's listening. He gave us a stat. I don't remember the number. That's why I'm putting it with the bat signal. But it was when Clemson has a winning record and South Carolina has a losing record. Clemson always wins the game.
I believe the number. Oh, I wrote this down somewhere, and I'm not going to be able to find it. Oh, man. I'm so angry. I believe it's 10-0-1 since 1965. Maybe?
Yes, something. Okay. Yes, something like that.
I think I've got some chicken scratch on here, so I'm trying to read. I'm trying to read my own 3 days old shorthand or 4 days old shorthand or whatever it is. But when these teams are even, generally it's just who's the better team wins. When they're not even, the better team wins. And on Saturday, I felt like the teams were pretty even. Which, by the way, that was just the – now we got to go to break here. Do you realize that was just the second time since Dabo Swinney's been the head coach at Clemson that he has beaten South Carolina when the closing spread, not counting 08, as a permanent head coach of Clemson, when the closing spread is 6.5 points or fewer. It's only the second time that Dabo's beaten South Carolina. South Carolina was 6-1 when the closing line was 6.5 or fewer against Clemson. And so that was, Clemson made a little history on that in the game. You could celebrate a Clemson win over South Carolina at Tiger Sports Shop. I would. I certainly would. It's a great place to do Christmas shopping as well. I will be doing copious amounts of Christmas shopping at Tiger Sports Shop, as should you. I got a little Tiger Cub in the family now. we got to get that sucker outfitted, you know? We got to get Hollis some good Clemson gear. We'll do that this Christmas at Tiger Sports Shop. Get your home, get your office, get your car, get your pet, get your kids, get your wife, get your husband, get your siblings, your parents. Get everybody what they need at a place that's been serving Clemson fans for 50 years. That's 50 years at Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Always open at tigersports.com. Stay with us. We continue on talking college football. Hour two of the program rolls on next.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
East Main Furniture in Eastleigh, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Eastleigh, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed. And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Low prices, love the savings. Ingles Markets, that's your one-stop shop, folks, for everything that you need. Ingles has got you covered. I am glad to be back here where I can, listen, I'm glad to travel. I'm glad to be at the Bahamas. Sometimes simpler things, man. Boar's Head meat. Have not had it. Would like some. I will be doing that today. Fresh produce grown in the Carolinas. You're not getting that everywhere. You are getting it at Ingles. You know, just there were just some odds and ends that I just like. I like being able to go to Ingles. Like, they have the selection of coffee creamer that I like. You know, simple things. The yogurt I eat. I like it. I like going to Ingles and knowing what I'm getting and knowing that I'm saving on gas and I'm saving on the groceries and the Ingles Advantage card is doing what it does. And I'm going to deal with great people. And that's what I love about Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Ben, can we talk about Lane Kiffin for a second?
If we must.
I mean, how much Lane Kiffin did we talk yesterday?
We made it over an hour without mentioning his name, so I felt that was a win. We did it maybe a segment.
What is your... I have a plethora of thoughts on this. Just a lot going on there on this and on the conversation around it. Where are you on the whole kit and caboodle?
He's exactly who we thought he was all along. That sums it up. What the reporter Ben said to him that he took exception to is exactly true. So, the people heard what I thought about it. Tell the people what you think about
it
today.
This is what I'll say. Our big picture, all right? There are no victims here, all right? There are no victims. And I'm gonna say why. It feels like this has been a very frustrating discourse. Have you been frustrated by this discourse? The Lane Kiffin month that we've had? Just this whole deal where it feels like everybody has an opinion about it and they're throwing their opinions out there, and it's been frustrating. And we're just waiting. We're just waiting on a guy to decide where he's going to work next year. It's just been it's been frustrating because I feel like we're having to pick sides, and we have to decide if Lane Kiffin is good or evil, and if college football and the calendar, which there's never been a worse boogeyman than the calendar that can't defend itself. If the calendar is good or evil, if Ole Miss's administration is good or evil. And I refuse to play that game because I think it is totally defensible for Lane Kiffin to want to go from Ole Miss to LSU. And I think it is totally defensible for Ole Miss to not like that and not let Lane Kiffin do that on his own terms in a way that might negatively affect them now and into the future. And so I will say that I don't feel the need to pick a victim here. I don't feel the need to call it good and evil. Now, the one thing I didn't like And the one thing that I definitely think is true, and I know Lane, I know Lane Kiffin said what he said, and I can't believe that there's so much reporting out, and people are like, yeah, the reporting says one thing, but Lane said, so we have to believe Lane. I would never believe Lane Kiffin over a reporter. I'm sorry. I know dishonest media and whatever we're doing now, but no, dishonest Lane Kiffin. Dishonest Lane Kiffin. Don't believe Lane Kiffin over reporters. Do not do it. These reporters, they're all saying the same thing, that Lane Kiffin, this is the part I couldn't believe, Lane Kiffin spent weeks trying to find a way to have his cake and eat it too, to weasel his way into taking the job he wanted in exactly the way he wanted and also doing another job at the same time. And his bosses wouldn't let him have it. So he turned around as a boss with employees and told his employees the exact same thing that he was mad his employer told him. I can't believe that happened. In broad daylight, Lane Kiffin resisted an ultimatum for weeks, and he told his staff, either get on the plane or you're not going. And he had weeks, and his staff had like 12 hours to decide, are you going with me or are you staying here? And you know what? You know who the victims are? It's those staffers. Now, I know they're getting paid really well, but think about from the standpoint of a staffer, particularly an offensive staffer, okay? You have coached for Lane Kiffin, a football team that is going to the college football playoff, and there's no chance that they're not. And you have a chance, maybe for the first time in your entire career, to coach in a college football playoff. But the guy that you work for is leaving. And if you stay, you might go to the college football playoff. But if the new coach doesn't want you, then you might be out of a job. And that guy that's leaving is not going to have a place for you. So you could be out of two jobs that you very much want if you stay, because Lane Kiffin made it that way. The worst argument ever is the calendar made me do it. That's the worst argument. That's the worst argument. Look, we can talk about the college football calendar. In fact, there was a good, we might play it. There was a good like 2-minute answer that Joey McGuire gave. Wes Durham shared it on Twitter about the college football calendar and basically how in order to fix it on the back end, we have to fix the calendar on the front end, so that everything makes sense. And he basically is like, we need to make sure the football is a one-semester sport so that you can then do the roster movement in the second semester when the season's over, when you've got all the stuff, you can push all the roster stuff into the second semester so that you're not having to change jobs and change rosters and all that stuff in the middle of the season and in the middle of the postseason so it doesn't force these situations. But the calendar cannot be the boogeyman that made you do a professional thing that you could very easily have decided not to do.
Yeah, the calendar talk is the one thing that I just can't wrap my mind around. Like, the calendar's the cause of this, the calendar, the football. We got to fix the calendar. This was going to happen. When you fire coaches in the middle of a season, this is going to happen because now we have 2 months to talk about it rather than 10 days. If Brian Kelly would have stayed at LSU until the last game, we would be talking about this for 5 days. I mean, really, for 5 days. That's how long it would have taken. And maybe Lane Kiffin stays until after and doesn't decide till after the playoff game. You know, like what we used to do.
Right.
What we assume Penn State is doing and whoever they're courting. But no, I mean, and it's not anybody's fault. If you want to place blame LSU for firing Brian Kelly early, you know?
Yes. What's funny is, like, this was supposed to be avoidable because we moved the portal window. We moved the portal window to after most of the playoff, so that we didn't have a bunch of opt-outs and bowl games and all this stuff. But what we basically are going to have now is a shadow portal. Why does Ole Miss want to get a coach right now? There's no portal. They're signing a class on Wednesday. Those kids better sign or they might not have a place. You don't know where to go. I mean, it's not like Ole Miss is going to lose their whole roster. They're going to pay. They're paying above the cap. They're going to pay a really good coach. They can pay for a really good staff. They would be fine. But they're worried about getting beat in the shadow portal, which is happening from tomorrow until the actual portal window opens. And 40%, I'm going to go conservative and say 40% of deals are going to be banged out before the portal opens. Like, you're just going to see a bunch of people sign, like we see in the NBA, legal tampering or whatever. Where at 12:01 a.m. on that first, or whatever, July 1st or whatever it is, 12:01 a.m., Kevin Durant signs. It's amazing how a short 20-second phone conversation when they were allowed to talk to him led to him signing in a free agent destination. Amazing how that happened. Ole Miss is worried about the shadow portal. I was in the camp, Ben. I was in the camp of Ole Miss cannot look a gift horse in the mouth. Do not make let Lane Kiffin stay in coach if he wants, because this is the best season in the history of school, potentially. At the very least, the best season in decades and decades and decades. Clearly in the modern era, it's the best season. You got to capitalize on this season. Problem is there, you can't guarantee that Lane Kiffin's not going to spend the next month not winning any postseason games, poaching half your roster and coaches, and using Ole Miss company time to do that. And that's where we get to the Ole Miss part. Because, you know, Ben, I was thinking about this. This did not come out of left field. Ben, what you said was great. That Lane Kiffin is who we thought that he was. He's a brilliant offensive mind. He's a really good football coach. He wins a lot of football games. But Lane Kiffin has done nothing here that is unpredictable, unforeseeable. Not a single thing has really shocked anyone, right?
Right. You don't jump into a cage with a lion and then be mad and surprised that the lion attacks you.
Yes.
Because that is, after all, what the lion is programmed to do. This is exactly who Lane Kiffin is.
And it's exactly who Lane Kiffin was when Ole Miss hired him. That's why I can't call Ole Miss a victim here. You signed up for the roller coaster. So you can't get mad when it goes upside down. You can't get mad if you're a little motion sick at the end. You had a great ride, but the end leaves you feeling a little nauseous. Like maybe you regret that ride. You wanted to ride the ride, and you knew from the guy's past that it could have ended like this. The hoe into a housewife thing? You know what? Lane Kiffin's cheated on work spouses before. I'm not even talking about his DMs now. His DMs are another thing. It's been a fun 48 hours for Lane Kiffin's DMs.
And as I said on Twitter, I don't know how, I don't know when, but it will happen at LSU.
Yes.
It will happen at LSU.
Because that is the ride you signed up for. Ole Miss, they got almost more than they even thought was possible. Almost. What they got in the end was a guy who was willing to basically burn it down. Because like I say, you know, you can say that the media is dishonest or whatever. Lane Kiffin is more dishonest than the media. I believe the media reporting on this story more than Lane Kiffin. And so I believe that he threatened to poach half the players and poach all the staff and leave Ole Miss absolutely dangling by thread if they didn't let him coach in the playoff. That is a narcissist. That is an egomaniac. That is not somebody who wants the best for Ole Miss.
You referenced you going to the portal at 12:01 a.m. a while ago. It reminded me of this. Do you know who Nehemiah Chandler is? Nehemiah Chandler is at South Alabama, was at South Alabama. He was at Georgia Tech before that. Before that, he was at four different high schools in four different years. So, again, you kind of know who he is. So, six different school. Within 3 minutes of the final horn of his last game, he had given the announcement to a national transfer portal guy who posted that Nehemiah Chandler was in the transfer portal.
Okay, you know what? I actually appreciate the consistency. He knows he's good for 1 year. It's a one-year ride, and that's it. I'm out. I'm out after that. I appreciate the lack of pretense there. You see what I mean by this, though? Like, Ole Miss, it feels victimizing in the moment, but when you ride the roller coaster, you can't get mad at what happens on the roller coaster happening to you. And that's what Ole Miss is dealing with right now.
Yeah, a couple of people talking about Lane Kiffin's dog. I saw that story yesterday, and maybe we'll hit that on the other side. It was Lane Kiffin's dog by registered papers only. The dog's name is Juice. It's sort of an unofficial mascot of Ole Miss. It's been there since 2022. It is cared for by a kennel that's also like a nature preserve area. They've taught the dog how to hunt, but the dog also goes out and gets like the tee at Ole Miss. Not tee, the tee. The kicking tee,
yes.
I don't know. Maybe it'll get you
tee. The dog
probably
knows some tee right now.
Yeah. So technically, Lane Kiffin left his dog behind. It was never really his dog.
Just another twist.
Still, I choose to believe that he just, in my mind, he left his dog locked in the bathroom of his vacated home.
I want somebody to AI Lane Kiffin's dog standing behind Jimbo Fisher's Christmas tree.
That's what I thought about.
Yeah. I mean, like, I need that pile of stuff.
Not that Lane wouldn't do that, but.
Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Santa's not the only one working hard this season. At Harbin Lumber Company, their team is busy helping you check every project off your list. Whether you're remodeling, repairing, or just adding a little holiday cheer, they've got everything you need to get it done right. Visit Harbin Lumber, where great service and quality materials come together faster than Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. Visit HarbinLumber.com today, and let's beat Santa's visit and get that project done before Santa and your family arrives for the holiday.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Let me tell you about my good friends at Industrial Motor Service, industrialmotorservice.com. If you're in a business where motors are your lifeline, if motors fail, you fail, then you need to know about Industrial Motor Service. I'm talking about motors that are used in like manufacturing and farming, those types of things. For more than 30 years, they have specialized in electric motor repair. They can rewind motors. They can machine. They have field service available. They take care of manufacturing plants, water treatment facilities, commercial buildings, and their goal is to keep you up and running at all times. They have certified technicians. They give you fast turnaround, 24/7 emergency service when you're down and that's not an option for you. They also have a full inventory of new motors, parts, and they can take care of all brands, all types of electric motors. Make a note of industrialmotorservice.com. If you get in a bind, you need to contact Doug and his staff at industrialmotorservice.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Justin and Anderson joins us next as we wrap up hour two of the program. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, I got a recruiting question, but I did want to comment on Lane Kiffin because it has been kind of bugging me. And I've worked in staffing and recruiting and HR for years now. And, I mean, I guarantee you 90% of the guys who are calling into your show and all the other shows on WCCP railing on Lane Kiffin for his lack of loyalty, most of them would probably leave their job for another $1 to $2 per hour because I've seen it happen over and over and over again. And I was talking with some of the guys that I work with today at our Christmas lunch. We did the math, and he's making, I mean, Lane Kiffin's making an extra $750,000 a week in his new deal with LSU. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek for a lot of people to be railing on Lane Kiffin for leaving a job where he's making, what, I think it was $8, $9 million a year that he was making at Ole Miss to make $12 million a year at LSU. I mean, that's a ton of money. And what can you do with $12 million that you can't do with $9 million? I get it, or $8 million, but, I mean, still, it's, I mean, just a business decision. That's the business decision to make right there.
But, I mean, you're right. But most of the calls and people that we've heard from, it's not that he moved. It's not that he took a better job. And LSU clearly a better job. It's how he went about this whole thing.
Yeah, I get that too. Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, I mean, you got the transfer portal to think about. I don't agree with the way he did his staff. I mean, you're talking about people with families and lives who are – I mean, you're telling them, hey, you've got, you know, 12, 24 hours, whatever, to decide. Go talk to your wife for, you know, 12 hours and decide if you're going to pick up and move from Oxford to Baton Rouge. I mean, that's putting them in a pretty tough spot. I completely agree with that. I think, though, from a business decision perspective, and I know there are a lot of people who really have a big problem with the fact that he left Ole Miss. And a lot of those may just be Ole Miss fans. But, you know, I mean, that's a lot of money to turn down. And LSU has also proven, I think, that they're willing to buy whatever they've got to buy on their roster to be able to get to a national championship. So if Ole Miss wasn't going to match it dollar for dollar, I mean, I'd say if I were Lane Kiffin, yeah, I'd have made the jump too. You know, no questions asked. Like, yeah, let me go, you know. But my question is on recruiting. Last night I saw where the kid out of Ohio, Caden Gephardt, I think is his last name.
Yes.
There are reports that he's flipping to Ohio State. He was the one who, I believe he was the one who tweeted out that, you know, he was all in for Clemson. You know, he didn't understand these guys who were decommitting. I'm curious if y'all have heard anything on that. Just curious if you guys have heard anything on, you know, staff and what may be taking place, both at Clemson and South Carolina. I know South Carolina already is officially looking for an offensive coordinator. Are there any rumblings of candidates for that job? But at Clemson, have y'all heard anything further? Has there been any scuttlebutt going around about, you know, who's already looking for a new job, you know, kind of know they're on the outs or anything like that? But also curious if you guys have heard anything about Caden Gephardt and if it's kind of official that he has decommitted now and headed to Ohio State. So I appreciate y'all's time, though.
Thanks very much, Justin. Appreciate the phone call. I can tell you this. Dabo Swinney's MO has been, if he's going to make changes, he generally makes them after the bowl game. And that actually dovetails perfectly into a Lane Kiffin conversation about that. Because Dabo Swinney thinks that the season's not over till you get to the bowl game. He did it in 2010. He's done it every time he's made a change. He's done it post-bowl game. So I would imagine that we likely will not hear about anything official there. Guys could leave for other jobs because staffs are being put together, as we've just discussed, all over the place. And this might be the time for assistant coaches to go and pursue other things, especially if you feel like you're in danger of being fired or you want to do something else, you get a promotion, you know, whatever the case may be. This is a time for head coach and assistant coach movement. On the Gephardt stuff, I have seen that. Paul Strela wrote about that on Tiger Illustrated, which – I don't want to blow the whole scoop here. You should pay for a TI subscription. But basically, it was framed by Paul as a stay close to home thing that he kind of got, you know, got a little wishy-washy about moving that far away. And, you know, three-star kid, not going to be the end of the world, but you lose enough of those kids, especially at a position of need like safety, it's not better. Clemson's not just going to be able to replace him. They already were going to need significant help at safety in the portal, even with the high school class that they were bringing in. And I know people were excited about the class of safeties with Kentavian Anderson from Dorman and Blake Stewart and Caden Gephardt. And now Stewart and Gephardt have decommitted. So that safety class is no more. And so that, like I said, that's not good. It's never a good thing at all. Dabo Swinney, by the way, will speak with the media tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We will carry that for you during Facts on Sports. We can certainly have opportunities to talk about that. We'll discuss it further later on in the day as well when we hit the airwaves at 12. On the Lane Kiffin stuff, Ben, you're right. It's not about whether he took the job. I said this at the beginning. It is perfectly defensible to want to go from Ole Miss to LSU professionally. I think if we were playing NCAA football 26 and you were at Ole Miss and LSU offered you the job, you likely would take it. Here's the problem. You're doing this in the middle of what is for Ole Miss an opportunity for the players and coaches and fans and the people in the Oxford community to experience something potentially that's greater than anything they have experienced in any of their lives as a football fan. And you just left. I heard somebody say this, and I think it's 100% true. People turn down jobs every day, not just coaches, people. Justin is right. People take jobs every day for any number of reasons, for raises and relocations and all this stuff. But people turn down jobs every day because the timing is not right. People turn down promotions every day because the timing is not right. People make decisions every day that are against what I would say from the outside is their best interest, personally, professionally, whatever, because they don't feel like the timing is right. There is such a thing as right job, wrong time. For Lane Kiffin, I don't think he wanted to finish out at Ole Miss, but he wanted to be the LSU head coach worse. There was a way that he could have finished out the season at Ole Miss. If that was the most important thing to him professionally, then he could have taken a paltry $8 million a year, likely with a significant raise up to $12, $13 million a year after this, and gone and tried to win a national championship at Ole Miss. But he decided not to. And it has made his entire staff and every player on that team less likely to be a national champion. Now, I didn't think Ole Miss was going to win the national title. I did not. But they are far less likely now with their offensive staff gutted and their head coach gone and many players likely thinking about going there than if they had all stayed together. Right job, wrong time. It is not right to finish this way. And Lane Kiffin has finished this way everywhere. Now, sometimes that was his bosses doing it to him. He got fired by Al Davis, and Al Davis basically was like, this guy sucks as a human. He was like, I can't stand to look at his face in the building. Go look at the quotes from Al Davis with the Raiders. Go look at the quotes. USC fired him on the tarmac. He left Tennessee after 1 year. He does this everywhere he goes. He leaves poorly. Lane Kiffin can't leave well. My dad, I said this in my Twitter video yesterday, my dad has told us from the time we were old enough to do anything, to know what it means to finish, that the way you're remembered is how you finish. You take a job, you have 2 weeks, you finish well. You don't mail it in. You take another job, you finish well before you start the next one. Leaving before your team has a chance to win a national championship is not finishing well. Period. Just morally, I can't stand by and just say that. I can't stand by and say it's morally neutral to do that. I think it is not a moral thing to do what Lane Kiffin did. Professionally, he might have felt like, this is my only chance. I got to do it. But that means he wanted that more than he wanted the other thing for him and for the other people involved. This hour brought to you by our friends at Empire Homes. I'm going to do a tour in a few days of a home there at Sunrise by Empire Homes. Minutes from 85, minutes from downtown Pendleton, minutes from downtown Clemson, right next to Pendleton High School. Custom options, 3,900 square foot design center. You can build a home your way, one to two stories, starting in the mid 300s, from 1,800 to 3,400 square feet. For more, go to EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Hour number three is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are...